Back again on our 2025 basketball preview show, joined today by head coach Clive Clark of the South Central Calhoun boys basketball program. Coach, we appreciate you joining us as always.
Oh, my pleasure.
So last year, you guys had a pretty good season. Talk me through kind of some of the guys that are going to be returning for you this season.
Well, we have three returning starters. Charlie Natras, who's a senior. He averaged about 9 points a game last year. Evan Myers is a junior, and he's a returning starter. He averaged about 11 points less per game last year. And Garrett Krause, also a junior, is a returning starter, and he averaged about 8 points. So those guys will be what we'll be building around when we get started.
And for those guys there, I mean, to be able to get that level of production back and for them to get another year under their belt as well, how big is that for this program?
Well, it's you know, every program likes to have that. And we also have some other returning letter winners, who I should mention. Caleb Gaffney is a senior. Derek Green is a senior. Cade Higgins is a sophomore. Josh Knapp is a senior, and Hallis Stye is a sophomore. And so they're all going to be important contributors too.
And when you go in, I know you guys haven't practiced yet here, but when you go into practice, what are the things that you're going to be looking at to see kind of what rotation and what guys you're going to want to get in there?
Well, in basketball, in high school basketball in Iowa, you have 2 weeks of practice before you play your first game, which is not a lot of time. So we have to spend a lot of time on team concepts and less on individual skill development. As the season goes along, we can get more of the latter in there. But we'll have to just look at our base defense and make sure we're as good as we can be in that. And then we want to be able to supplement that with some secondary defenses, and then offensively, which takes really more time normally, we have to be good against any kind of defense that we might see. So it's not a lot of time to get accomplished, but everybody has the same problem, so we'll be all right.
And for you guys, what was the off season looking like? Did you guys have some shoot arounds or some team stuff, or what was the off season?
We had some players play in the spring in AAU, and then this summer, we played in a shootout in Ames at the end of July, and then previously we had played in some weekend kind of scrimmages, really, with teams in the area. So for those that were able and had the time to play, I think it was beneficial. But getting everybody together is important now in trying to put that puzzle together.
For you guys as well, is there any underclassmen that you're looking at this year that could possibly make a big impact for you this season?
Well, I think the players that I mentioned will be the nucleus to begin with. I think there are other players who may develop as we go along, but I think we'll have to be relying initially at least on those eight players.
And for you guys as well, what are you hoping that some of these guys can take from last year and build on into this year?
Well, I think last year they were not the graduating seniors, and so now they're in more of a leadership position. And I think they had good examples last year. Andrew Anderson and Cole Higgins were the two graduates that played by far the most. And so they had good – our seniors this year had some good examples last year, and I think they're ready and anxious to get going.
For you guys now, what is practice kind of going to look like when it comes to schedule, and what is kind of you guys looking to do and get out of practice before the start of the season?
Well, the biggest thing for every team, I think, is conditioning, because basketball conditioning is not the same as cross country or football. And so and some athletes were not in either of those. So conditioning to play basketball the way we'd like to play it, it takes a lot of time, but hopefully we're normally able to do virtually all of that in a basketball format, not just running alone. And so we're looking forward to being able to spend a lot of time going up and down and getting some conditioning while we learn.
And then I know we had talked a little bit. You got some guys that are doing four sports, some guys that are doing three, and some other guys out there. When you look at those guys as well that are able to do some other sports as well, were you pleased to see that a lot of your guys were out there doing other athlete activities as well?
Well, we want them to do whatever they can get into. I mean, sometimes you'll have a player who really wants to specialize and so works at that. And then you have others who are participating in the other sports. And there's no doubt that it's we think participation in whatever sport is positive. So it's whatever suits the athlete. Wherever they can have the most fun, because this whole thing goes by real fast, and want them to enjoy it as much as they can.
For you this year, when you look at the conference, have you gotten a chance to kind of maybe see what it's going to be like, or do you remember anything from last year to kind of give you an idea on what this season could look like?
Well, things always change a little bit over the off season. I think there's going to be pretty good balance in the conference. So I think we'll all have a chance to make each other better.
And then for you guys here, talking to the players or maybe just hearing some things here, what are the goals for this season for this team?
It's just to get better every day, and better not only as a in your basketball skills, but also in your ability to deal with pressure, your ability to work with others. Your ability to compete in sometimes high pressure situations. I mean, there's a lot of life skills in athletics, and that's what we that's probably the highest priority.
Well, Coach, as always, it's been a pleasure talking to you here. I know we'll catch up throughout the season as well, but thank you for joining us on our preseason coaches show.
Oh, thank you.
That was Head Coach Clive Clark of the South Central Kowloon Titans boys basketball program.